his tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. What's up, everybody? It's almost Friday. Phew. When was this week ever going to end? It just seems like it keeps going and an infinite amount of stupid things, right? And I mean stupid things coming from our president. Folks, you're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. I am your host, Maggie Dawn. You can find me and Cardi behind the board here every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. If you're more of a visual learner, please do not hesitate to check out Civic Media's YouTube channel, where you can watch me and the entire lineup of Civic Media's talk hosts from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Civic Media's YouTube channel. You can also watch me at Maggie Dawn Show on the Gram, on the Book of Faces, and on the Twitter. I'm calling it Twitter because I'm not a Musk fan. Things are far too musky. You know what I'm saying? And not in a good way. We got a jam-packed show for everybody. You're going to want to keep it locked here for all of the 2 hours. We've got Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez joining us at 2:30 to talk about Governor Evers' State of the State address yesterday, but maybe to talk a little bit more about the nonsense that Robin Voss spewed following that. I mean, I don't know. I challenge everybody out there listening. Does anybody really like Robin Voss? I don't know. It doesn't.
Ew.
Yeah, not really. Even conservatives don't like Robin Voss. Donald Trump doesn't like Robin Voss. Michael Gableman even hates Robin Voss. The list goes on and on. So we got the lieutenant governor, and this afternoon, let's see. I gotta refer to my show notes. I'm so excited. We've also got assistant adjunct professor Pat Sobkowski from Marquette's Poli Sci Department, Marquette University's Poli Sci Department, to talk to us about what is birthright citizenship, where did it come from, how does it operate, can Donald Trump wave his magic wand or his big old Sharpie pen, you know, and not only change what the actual path of hurricanes are, but, you know, wipe away entire provisions of the Constitution in one fell pen swoop. So we got Professor Sobkowski here. He's going to be here at 3 p.m. And I am going to springboard off of that conversation because this was some big news this week. At 3:30, I'm going to be discussing Donald Trump's threat to throw into jail local law enforcement officers for basically following the 10th Amendment. Okay? It is pretty insane. And listen, folks, if you've been listening to me for a while, you know that I'm the former general counsel or chief legal officer from Milwaukee County. I was around doing that job back in Trump 1.0 during that first administration. He tried to pull a similar stunt like this back then. And yours truly, right here, shut him down, shut his Department of Justice down. So I have all the goodies on that and this most current threat. I'm going to break all that down for you. We're going to drop some links in the show notes so you can see my prior work on this issue if you're a super nerd and you want to check it out. So we're going to have all of that. I was going to tackle that top of the show, but because we've got the lieutenant governor coming on, I'm moving it to 3:30. So that is our lineup for today. Let me jump in. Yesterday, I spent an hour with each and every one of you talking about the fact that Donald Trump's flurry of performative, political, frankly, marketing blitz since January 20th is all huff and puff. It is no substance. There is nothing happening. There's no executive order that's actually articulating a specific plan to help the middle class. Most importantly, about freaking housing prices. We talked about it for an hour, and one of our incredible listeners, Kimber from Muskoda, texted me yesterday, hey, Kimber, thank you for that, and said, hey, Maggie, I thought I read an executive order that had something to do with housing prices. And I said, listen, I'm always happy to get fact-checked live on the air by my listeners, and I will follow up when I get things wrong. I'll apologize, try to get it right the next day. So I took that little homework assignment from Kimber in Muskoda, and I went and I checked it out. And here's what I found. It wasn't an executive order. It was what is called an executive memorandum, which is basically nothing. So there's executive memorandum. That's one thing. There are presidential directives. There are executive orders. And then there's like presidential proclamations. People get these things confused all the time, and they have different substantive and legal consequences and merit to them. So I'll get to what Donald Trump actually said about housing in a moment, because it's dumb and won't help, especially given the problems that I outlined yesterday. But I thought I would start us all by just a level set. So executive orders do have putative legal authority, or they purport to be effectively legally binding. Executive orders typically have to be executing things that are clearly an executive branch power, a presidential power. They typically cannot be contrary to enacted legislation. And they typically exist in this, well, there's a set of laws in the Constitution. How? It's about the how of the executive branch executing faithfully the laws of this nation. Because there's a lot of gap in there. It shouldn't, in general, change regulations that have gone through the notice and comment period and have been duly enacted as a question of administrative law, but sometimes they do. But to think of it this way, executive orders are about the how the laws that we already have in the Constitution are effectuated or executed, again, by the, quote, executive branch of government. Executive memoranda look like executive orders, but they don't cite any legal authority for what they say. They're not really binding. They don't get published in the Federal Register. In other words, they're a bunch of huff and puff. All sound and fury signifying nothing, okay? Now, the most potent of all, and presidential, not directives, presidential proclamations are things like, I declare it Carti Day because Carti is an amazing producer. That's a presidential proclamation. They're useless too, okay? So this was an executive memorandum, which means all sound and fury signifying nothing. And you can tell that when you go read the thing. So again, thank you, Kimber. Folks, if you have questions or comments or you want to fact check me, I love that. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm going to get to what was actually in this executive memorandum in just a moment, but I got to tease what we're going to newly roll out tomorrow. We're calling this segment the Carti and Callers Ask Maggie. And we're going to start doing this every Friday at 3 o'clock. Okay. And here's the deal. You can text me questions. Just tell me when you text in on the text line. Hey, Maggie, this is a question for Carti and the Callers. Ask Maggie questions, which we will do every Friday at 3 o'clock. So you can text us 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Just note that, hey, this. You can call in during that period of time on Fridays. And we've set up a special email for you so that you can email me your questions. We're going to try to get to at least 5 questions every week. And here's the catch. I only have 90 seconds to answer. Yeah, because y'all know I like to talk. I mean, so we gotta put it, consider it Maggie Dawn like bumper bowling, right? We gotta put some limits on me because otherwise, you know, I'll go off. So I get 90 seconds to answer your questions. Try to keep them topical or, hey, just I don't get this, but it can be about the current events of the week. We ask the questions to be in good faith, trying to make us all smarter, doing it together, things that engender good and meaningful conversation. Maybe it'll highlight, if I don't have enough time, a great topic for me to cover the next week and to do a deeper dive. This is a direct way for you to impact what I talk about, not just for those 90 seconds, but potentially content for that next week. So I invite you all to participate. Again, that's going to be every Friday at 3 o'clock. And here's that email address. Get your pens and paper ready. We're also going to put it in the show notes for today. Here's that email address. AskMaggie@civicmedia.us. I know it's really creative. AskMaggie@civicmedia.us. You can remember that. You'll be able to participate this way every Friday directly. But of course, as you all know, if you've been regular listeners, I do my absolute damnedest every day to hit and acknowledge the text message that are the text messages that are coming in, including criticisms, including our conservative friends that I love to engage with on this show. So you can always do that every day during the show. The call, the phone, and text line, again, is 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. So let's get into what Donald Trump had to say in this executive memorandum. Anytime you hear that, be like, it is meaningless. And when you read it, it is meaningless. I'm going to skip all of the like Biden slamming because most of it is just Biden slamming. It's like, you're not doing anything. You're just slamming the guy that you beat in an election that's not president anymore. I don't know how that helps the middle class, Cardi. I don't know how him talking more trash about Joe Biden helps anybody.
Hey, that's Trump. That's what he does.
Right? And of course, we got bird flu. Price of eggs keeps going up. I think we're like up 37% year over year. I thought he was going to take care of
$90 for eggs now.
Yeah, like $4.50 if you can get them. I thought he was going to fix all this stuff on day one. I also thought the Ukraine war was going to end on day one. Weird. We somehow missed that deadline. Funny. I am going to read to you the handful of words in this executive memorandum that actually address housing. And the thing will speak for itself. In other words, I will read you the words. We can probably count them all together. And then we can decide together whether or not Donald Trump is actually going to do anything about housing. By the way, there's a little Latin phrase in the law that says the thing speaks for itself. In other words, it needs no explanation. It's res ipsa loquitur. Donald Trump's do-nothingness on housing is res ipsa loquitur, and it's going to hurt our families, your family, and people in Wisconsin in a very real way, all of his broken promises to the middle class. We're going to discuss that next. Don't go anywhere. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.